Redeveloping the Golden Manor is impacting the 2024 city budget. Timmins Council had its first chance to talk about the budget at a special meeting yesterday, December 6. The proposed net budget that impacts taxes residents pay is at $47.3 million, which is $1.6 million more than 2023, or a 3.5% increase. The document does not include what the proposed levy increase would see the average homeowner paying in taxes. The percentage was arrived at by using gas tax funding to help offset the capital spending increase, Director of Finance Natalie Moore told Council. The net operating budget is $36.9 million, which is a net change of $1.3 million. At $10.3 million, the capital budget has a net change of $233,381 over 2023. The increase does not include budgets from agencies, boards and commissions, ABCs, that also may impact the tax levy. Council members have made over $12.5 million in requests that also aren't included. Water and wastewater rates will also be increasing, but have not been approved yet. The proposed increase is $59 to $24 for water and $35 for wastewater. About 1% of the overall 3.5% increase is for the Golden Manor redevelopment. So if we weren't going through a redevelopment process, which we absolutely need, we would be looking at a budget probably at zero, said Sow Dave Landers. But certainly, the investment in the Golden Manor is significant and it is driving the budget this year. For Kaun. Bill Gavazdanovich, the proposed increase is reasonable. I think it's very good that, you know, we're not coming in and saying our first report is 5.8 or 6% like other municipalities and fear-mongering the people and then all of a sudden we look like heroes when we bring it down to 4.7 thinking like we're doing somebody a favor, he said. Noting that city staff and council are putting in a lot of hard work on the budget, Kaun. Lauren Feldman noted that the residents are already experiencing a high level of taxation. I'd like to try to pursue if we can at some point how we could increase our revenue streams and not always on the backs of the residents, whether it's user fees or taxes, he said. He mentioned the new deal between the province and Toronto, which is facing a $1.5 billion deficit. It sees Ontario taking control of two highways in return for the municipality conceding that the province can redevelop Ontario Place. With the immense wealth of the forestry and mining industries, Feldman wants local residents to be able to have a piece of it. I think we deserve the same up here in Timmins and I want to work really hard for the residents to get those revenues, he said. The proposed budget presented does not include the 41 requests totaling over $12.5 million from council members. Some of those items are duplicate requests by different councillors. I have not added items, nor will I because I believe in the process and the asset management plan and the items through the budget process, said Kaun. Corey Robin. I don't think that certain infrastructure projects should jump the proverbial queue and it should be done in due time for fairness for everybody. Some of the more notable capital projects are $48.9 million for projected construction costs related to the Golden Manor redevelopment, which is being offset with financing, $5.6 million for the Hoyle Bridge construction and contract admin work, offset with reserve and funding, $2 million to repair the piers and retaining wall at the Matagami boat launch, $1.8 million transfer to reserve for the Golden Manor redevelopment, $1.3 million for renovations at the Pine Street Public Works Yard building, $900,000 for a rescue unit, offset with reserve funding, $858,442 for various upgrades at the pool. The projects are for storm sewer and asphalt repairs, structural floor decking repairs, south wall repairs, installing new louvres and ventilation control system, $800,000 for hydro and storm upgrades on St. Jean, where the city's industrial park is, $750,000 for a fire department tanker, offset with reserve funding, $400,000 for a removable glass and ice rink floor cover at the McIntyre Arena and Sportsplex, $350,000 for soil management facility development, $265,000 for storm sewer and asphalt repair at the pool, $225,000 for the Terry Fox Trail and parking area near the tennis courts, $216,109 for the structural floor decking repairs at the pool, $200,000 for council chamber renovations, which are mostly for IT improvements to allow for hybrid meetings, $200,000 to replace the roof at City Hall. The big ticket items in the road budget are $7.7 million for connecting link work, offset with funding, $2.1 million for grind and pave work, $2 million for connecting link work at the Porcupine Bridge, offset with funding, $1.5 million for connecting link work at the Matagami Bridge, offset with funding, $320,000 connecting link admin contract with AECOM, $315,000 for surface treatment, offset with reserves, $165,000 for design costs of future phases of the connecting link, $150,000 for roads need study, $150,000 for an audit and assessment of traffic safety, $132,613 for Geotech Roads Program. The transit budget includes buying two conventional buses for $1.4 million, $121,000 for a paratransit bus, $150,000 for cold storage, $225,000 for drive barriers, $1.7 million for farebox system software, and $213,000 for two trackless vehicles with snowplows. All of these projects are offset with funding. Read the full budget presentation here.